I want to talk about the accountability results from the Unbridled Learning Accountability Assessments. What are your takeaways? In about a minute, what are your takeaways from the results?
Well, I would say the overall theme is we're moving and improving. So we're seeing improvement in all of our subgroups and at a faster rate than the year before.
Middle schools continue to perform the worst out of elementary, middle, and high schools. What's happening there?
Well, actually, we did see some improvement at the middle schools, and we're focusing on middle schools. And we've done some innovative things like put a 7th and 8th grade with Valley and a 7th and 8th grade at a different place. So we're making some changes in middle schools, but we're focusing on reading and math, and those two things improved. And we're also seeing improvement on the elementary level, which will serve us well as those students move into middle school.
Dr. Hargens, how did the priority schools in JCPS do this year?
Well, actually, we saw improvement in our priority schools, so and we've made some changes with our priority schools. So that's obviously been an area that we focused on, and we've differentiated support. So 12 of 18 of our priority schools met their targets, and 9 priority schools made gains in achievement, and 11 made gains in GAP, 15 made gains in college and career readiness. So we're seeing arrows going in the right direction, and we're seeing them lift themselves out of the bottom 5%.
Math continues to be an issue at JCPS. What can the district do to improve that at a faster rate than other subjects?
Well, and actually, math is a finite amount of information, so what the secret to improvement is know what the target is, what students are supposed to learn, have a way to assess it along the way, but then make sure that every part of the work and every part of the teaching is directed toward helping students master. And we have great teachers who are doing very innovative things to help kids learn what they haven't learned so far.
How about the GAP groups, minorities, ELL, disabled students? How do they do? Do they make the gains that you wanted them to make this year?
Well, actually, we've seen, some of the groups only made a 1 percentage point gain from the baseline to last year, and now we're seeing a 4 percentage point gain or a 5 percentage point gain. So again, this year we're seeing bigger increases, and that will serve us well. Are we satisfied with the overall proficiency level of some of our subgroups? No. But are we making progress at a steady rate? Yes.
Only around half of JCPS students are proficient or distinguished in reading, and none of the grade levels met their target. Is there a plan to improve that? And if so, what is that plan?
Well, and actually, the plan is to do exactly what we're doing, and because we're seeing improvements, is to make sure that we're focused on when a student doesn't know a particular standard or objective, that we're creating ways and opportunities for the student to meet that standard. So the proficiency targets are based on 100% of students proficient in 2022. So those targets are where you should be. And in elementary, for example, we're 3 percentage points away from what is a really ambitious target directed toward being 100% proficient. So we know that that's the key, work on every individual kid and if they're proficient or not, and how do you help them learn what's expected to learn. So the key is you turn around a district student by student.